Hola amigos, soy Mariel Fiori.
Y este es Antonio Flores Lobos. La siguiente entrevista fue realizada en Radio Kingston. Ulster Savings Bank es un banco comunitario local con ubicaciones en el Hudson Valley. El banco ofrece gratuitamente educación en el Internet sobre presupuestos, cómo entender el sistema de puntuación de crédito, protección de identidad, cómo obtener una hipoteca y más. Aprenda sobre todos estos temas y muchos otros en el ulstersavings.com. El Ulster Savings Bank es miembro de la FDIC. ¿Sabía que el pago de una hipoteca tal vez no sea mucho más que lo que paga por su renta actualmente?
Si quiere proveer un buen hogar para su familia, Rapco puede hacer que su sueño de ser propietario esté más cerca de lo que se imagina.
Los consultores de vivienda de Rapco le darán orientación y conocimientos para responder las preguntas difíciles a cada paso.
Visite hoy la página web para comenzar su camino a tener su propio hogar. rapco.org/empezar. Una velada sabrosa con mucho mambo, jazz latino y entretenimiento al ritmo de Tito Puente Jr. Latin Jazz.
Esto es el sábado 12 de mayo a las 8 de la noche en Safe Harbor Lobby y Green Room en el Ritz. Ya sabe, 107 Broadway en Newport, New York.
Evento a beneficio de la Academia Presentación Nora Cronin. Boletos en 1-800-836-3006.
First and foremost, I'm going to turn it over to Assemblymember Crespo, our sponsor of this legislation.
Good morning, buenos días.
Buenos días.
This is a great day and an exciting moment. Number one, because we're coming together as a community, as elected leaders from all across the state, to send the message that it is the right time to move forward with a policy that isn't new. We've seen this proposal before. This is a better form of that proposal. This is a strengthened vision for how do we extend driver's licenses to more New Yorkers. But it is an important time to do this for a number of reasons. First and foremost, I'm grateful to carry the bill as a sponsor, but understand that I do so because I stand shoulder to shoulder with great elected officials and leaders who are standing here with me from all regions of the state, who share the same commitment, who share the same vision, and who also believe that now is the time to finally get this done. You heard it already. 13 other states or districts already extend driver's licenses to New Yorkers who do not have Social Security numbers. It is the right thing to do for a number of reasons. As the son of an undocumented immigrant who now serves in the New York State Assembly, I can talk about my moral, ethic, my worldview of the contributions of immigrant communities and immigrant residents of our state. But I'm not even gonna go there because I wanna talk to those who are on the fence, who are just not sure if this is the right thing. And what I want you to understand is what we're trying to do here. Number one, we want every resident of our state to have access to a driver's license. We're talking about farm workers. We're talking about men and women who work in almost every industry across our state. We are talking about parents who have to bring their children to school. We are talking about individuals who are there for their neighbors in case of an emergency, to take them to an emergency room or to help them get through an important time in their life. We are talking about the day-to-day things that we all live through and take for granted that are denied to many of our friends and neighbors. We're talking about economic justice for our state, not only making sure that everyone who is on the road has a driver's license and has insurance, but we also have seen the real numbers. Let's talk about safety. The fact is that many of the communities that have these policies that welcome their immigrant residents to come forward, to not have to live in shadows, but to participate in everyday life, our crime data shows that that makes our community safer, as opposed to neighborhoods where they don't welcome them, where they're mistreated, where they're vilified. They are in fear every single day and they're forced to do or not participate in their communities. And we see what the crime data is there. And so we have to look at this from a realistic standpoint. This makes policy sense. This saves every New Yorker money. This raises revenues for the state. This makes our communities safer. This makes sense. Simply stated, New York State is a progressive state in our nation. We tout ourselves as being leaders in moving an agenda forward. But we are now falling behind 13 other communities that have already said this can't be done for quite some time and have proven that things only get better when you provide people with a driver's license. We shouldn't deny a mother an opportunity to bring her children to school. We shouldn't deny an employer, a farmer, a family farm in New York State, who depends on that migrant workforce, to be able to count on that worker being able to show up to work, being able to maybe make some errands into town, being able to help that business grow. We believe in our farmers, and that's why we want this bill. We believe in our children and the fact that their parents shouldn't be afraid to go into a school building because they might not have some form of identification. Let's be real about who we're talking about. These are tax-paying contributors in our communities that live in every corner of the state. And so let's not try to cover the sun with your thumb. Let's not ignore a reality. Let's not continue to vilify the innocent. Let's be smart economically. Let's do the right thing politically. And let's make sure that we make our streets safer for all. And the way to do that is with this green light program. It is with extending driver's license to all. And this is the bill whose time has come. We have to send a loud message to a federal administration that continues to vilify the contributions of the very men and women who have built this nation. Yes! We have to send the message back to those who are now comfortable coming forward to discriminate under their misguided anger, to vilify those that have done nothing but serve our communities well. Yes! We have to start sending a message to everyone who does not want to accept reality, who wants to just again, read some Facebook headline as opposed to doing their homework. Let me break it down for you. This saves every New Yorker money. This raises revenues for transportation across the state. This makes neighborhoods safer. This makes our roadways safer. This improves the quality of life of people like the one standing behind me who contribute every day to the growth of the state of New York. And that's why we have to pass this bill. Rapidito en español. Yo me siento muy orgulloso de estar al lado de mis colegas, muchos de ellos de diferentes partes del estado. Phil Ramos en Long Island. Tenemos a Crystal People Stokes en Buffalo. Tenemos a Kevin Cahill ahí en Kingston y en otras comunidades. Estos son sectores de todo el estado. Tenemos a la asambleísta Jaffe, el asambleísta Otis, la asambleísta de la Rosa, el asambleísta Víctor Pichardo. Estamos aquí mandando un mensaje que somos una coalición de líderes de todas partes del estado, que reconocemos que el momento ha llegado de aprobar esta pieza de ley, de no seguir tapando el sol con un dedo e ignorando las contribuciones de la comunidad inmigrante, que hay que reconocer que no es solamente un argumento moral o ético sobre las contribuciones de la comunidad inmigrante, sino es un tema económico, es un tema que le va a ahorrar dinero a todos los neoyorquinos en sus costos de seguro de vehículos, va a recaudar fondos para las instituciones gubernamentales como el Departamento de Vehículos y Motores, dinero para el sistema de transportación en todo el estado. Económicamente esto tiene sentido, pero también en cuestión de la seguridad de nuestras comunidades. Aquellos que dicen los inmigrantes ponen en peligro al Estado, es incorrecto porque las comunidades como la ciudad de Nueva York, que tienen leyes santuarias, tienen el nivel de crimen más bajo del Estado. Porque sabemos que si a una familia se le permite participar en el orden social, son más probables de llamar a la policía cuando algo sucede, de buscar ayuda cuando hay violencia doméstica, de participar en la educación de sus niños, de trabajar sin miedo de llegar al trabajo o llevar a los niños a la escuela o llevarlos a una cita médica por peligro a que están manejando sin una licencia. Vamos a poner fin a este descaro, vamos a reconocer las contribuciones de nuestras comunidades y vamos a abrirle las puertas a la licencia de conducir a todo aquel que la necesita y se la merece. Y lo hacemos con esta pieza de ley. ¡Sí se puede!
¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede!
¡Sí se puede!
¡Sí se puede!
¡Sí se puede!
¡Sí se puede!
¡Sí se puede!
¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede!
Thank you so much, Assemblymember Crespo, for your really strong words, your very strong and inspiring and powerful words. Yes, I just wanted to take a second to thank other members who have also joined us here today, Assemblywoman Jaffe, Senator Rivera, and if there are any others, come find me. But thank you so much. I'm going to turn the floor over to Victor Hernandez from Alianza Agricola and the Worker Center of Central New York. So he's going to be speaking in Spanish, and then we will have an interpretation provided by Carly Fox.
Okay. Okay, primero que nada, mucho gusto de estar aquí con los compañeros.
Before anything, thank you so much for being here in front of my colleagues.
Y gracias a los medios de comunicaciones y a diferentes organizaciones que están haciendo posible la campaña Luz Verde Manejando Juntos.
Thank you to the press and the many organizations who are making the Green Light Driving Together campaign possible.
Y aquí a los asambleístas quienes nos acompañan y nos apoyan a esta campaña.
And to the assembly members who are here supporting us and joining us with this campaign.
Yo como trabajador agrícola necesito una licencia.
As a farm worker, I need a license.
No la necesito para darme el gusto, sino que para una necesidad.
It's not something I need just because I want it, but because I need it.
Como todos los trabajadores agrícolas, necesitamos trasladarnos de un lado a otro.
As all farm workers, we need to get from point A to point B.
Y necesitamos tener una identificación cómo poder conducir y cómo poder llegar al destino donde queramos.
And we need an ID to be able to identify ourselves and to get to where we're going.
Y para nosotros, todos los inmigrantes, esto se nos convierte en la primera necesidad.
And as immigrants, this becomes the most important need we have.
Porque si nosotros no podemos tener una licencia, se nos hace difícil cómo llegar al trabajo.
Because if we don't have a driver's license, how can we get to work?
Y entonces, y en este sentido, si nosotros, los inmigrantes, todos los inmigrantes que estamos aquí en Nueva York,
and if all of the immigrants who are here in New York,
podemos tener licencias,
can have licenses,
podemos tener, poner una gran contribución al estado de Nueva York.
We would be able to contribute so much to New York State.
En el primer año, si pasaría que pase la ley, podría ganar alrededor de 56 mil millones para arriba.
In the first year that it passes, we'll be generating $57 million a year.
Y eso pues es el beneficio del estado.
And that's a benefit to our state.
Y para todos los que es motores y vehículos y los tiendas van a ser beneficiados porque vamos a tener más de ir a las tiendas.
And the DMVs, the dealers, all of the stores, they're going to all benefit. We'll be able to go out and go to the stores.
Así es que la licencia no solo la necesitamos para darnos un gusto, sino que es un beneficio muy grande para todos los inmigrantes.
So it's not just something that we want, it's something that we need.
Como 12 estados que han pasado la licencia, ¿y por qué Nueva York es una de las grandes industrias que no nos pueden dar las licencias?
And there's 12 states that have passed licenses, and why can't New York, with such a huge industry, pass them?
¿Y por qué Nueva York es lo que más tiene agriculturas?
And with New York such a strong agricultural industry,
y así es que necesitamos licencia, y este mensaje va para todos los asambleístas y también directamente para el gobernador Cuomo, que nos apoye en esta campaña. Nosotros no somos estorbo en este estado, somos personas que contribuimos duro en la economía de todo el estado de Nueva York y en donde quiera que los inmigrantes están. Somos primer lugar que desempeñamos nuestros trabajos, sea frío, sea calor, sea como sea, somos personas que trabajamos con dignidad.
So that's why we go. We send our message to assembly members, to Cuomo, that we're working hard towards the economy, that we are such a strong state. We're not just sitting around doing anything. We're going through cold and heat, and we are working so strong, and we want to have our licenses. Thank you. So next up, we have Natasha Sid from Nobody Leaves Them in Hudson, and her translator is going to be Fabiola Ortiz from the New York Immigration Coalition.
Muy buenos días a todos.
Buenos días.
Good morning, everybody.
Gracias por estar aquí. Thank you for being here.
A las personas que nos escuchan, muchas gracias.
People who are listening to us, thank you very much.
¿Por qué quiero una licencia?
Why do I want a driver's license?
En el año 2007-2006.
In the years 2006-2007.
Gracias al arduo trabajo que yo tenía en ese tiempo.
Thanks to the a lot of work that I had during that time.
Pude pagar una camioneta de $10,000 en efectivo.
I was able to pay for a truck of $10,000 cash.
En una ocasión, a los 3 meses de yo tener el carro.
I had the car for 3 months.
Y me para la policía.
And the police stopped me.
Y le pregunto, ¿qué hice?
I asked them, what did I do?
Y él me dijo, cállate, o puedes ir arrestada.
And he said, shut up, or you're going to be arrested.
Y no tienes una licencia.
You don't have a driver's license.
And that's true. Es verdad. lo más que me impactó fue haber pagado tickets.
What impacted me the most is to have paid tickets.
$836.
$836.
Y la ley, la señorita de la oficina.
The lady from the office.
Me extendió un recibo por $326.
They gave me my receipt worth $326.
En ese tiempo yo no hablaba inglés como hoy.
During that time, I didn't speak English like I do now.
Y para mí fue frustrante no saber dónde quedó el carro.
And for me, it was really frustrating not knowing what happened to my car.
Y fueron 2 semanas de trabajo.
And that was 2 weeks of my work, my labor.
Como madre soltera con 3 hijos.
As a single mother with 3 kids.
El resultado fue sentarme a llorar.
The only thing I could do was just sit down and cry.
Pues no sabía con quién hablar.
Because I didn't know who to talk to.
A quién dirigirme.
Who to go to.
Lo más pesado para mí.
The heaviest thing for me.
Pasó hace 2 años.
Happened 2 years ago.
A mi hijo. Debido a que los policías lo... Piensan que él es una persona mala porque él era morenito y gordo.
So my the police to my kid, they think that he's a bad guy because he had dark skin and he's heavy set.
Le has No, I love my son. You don't know how much I love him. And they lo golpearon.
They beat him up.
Le dieron muchos teasers.
They tase him a lot.
Fueron muchos.
It was a lot of them.
Para noviembre le empezó a sentir dolor de cabeza.
In November he started to have headaches.
Fuimos a clínicas.
We went to different clinics.
Siempre nos preguntaban por una licencia.
And they always ask us for
y
a driver's
pregunta,
license.
¿Por qué una licencia?
My question is, why a driver's license?
Tengo el dinero para pagar.
I have the money to pay you.
Te estoy enseñando mi pasaporte.
I'm showing you my passport.
Y aún así las personas que nos atendían, eso no sirve.
And the people that were attending us, they told us that that wasn't good enough.
Para 2013, noviembre 2.
En November 2, 2013.
Me dejan saber que mi hijo tiene cáncer de pulmón.
They told me that my son has lung cancer.
Empezamos la lucha.
And we started to fight.
Los 5 doctores que lo atendieron.
The 5 doctors that saw him.
Dijeron, él no fumaba, no tomaba.
They said he didn't drink, he didn't smoke.
Me hicieron muchas preguntas.
They asked me a lot of questions.
Y mi pregunta es, ¿por qué por un documento no tenemos derechos si yo pagaba taxes a tiempo?
But my question is, why because of one document we don't have rights if I pay my taxes on time?
Y no recibo nada a cambio.
And I don't get anything in return.
So lo que me hace estar aquí.
So what makes me be here?
5 horas de espera en Westchester.
After waiting 5 hours in Westchester.
Porque no tenía una licencia.
Because I didn't have a driver's license.
Pero tenía el acta de nacimiento de México de mi hijo.
But I had the birth certificate of my son from
lo
Mexico.
Que eso para esa gente no es válido.
But for those people that is not valid.
Okay. Después de cinco o seis horas.
After 5 or 6 hours.
Nos atienden.
They saw us.
Pero fue lo más horrible.
And what's the most horrible thing?
2 días después.
2 days after that,
le hicieron una cirugía de cerebro.
They did brain surgery.
lo cual dijeron los doctores que había sido mucho tiempo el que él había pasado en esa silla de ruedas esperando por atención médica.
And the doctor says that there was a lot of time that he spent in that wheelchair waiting for medical attention.
Debido a que yo no tengo una licencia.
Because I don't have a driver's license.
Yo no tenía derechos a preguntar cómo sigue, qué necesita, cuál es el procedimiento.
I didn't have the right to ask how was he doing, what was he needed, and what was the procedure.
Y el cáncer avanzó.
And the cancer advanced.
Se fue al cerebro. Increíblemente fue algo rápido que finalmente.
It was something that happened really fast, and finally.
Él se murió hace dos años, el 6 de enero.
He died 2 years ago on January 6th.
Para mí es frustrante.
For me it's very frustrating.
Siempre lo voy a decir. Pagamos taxes, somos una comunidad latina con muchos sueños, trabajadores.
And I'm always going to say it. We pay taxes, we're a Latino community with a lot of dreams, we're workers.
Como si mamá sola con tres hijos.
As a single mother with three kids.
No he pedido ayuda.
I haven't asked for help.
Como cualquiera, pago renta, pago recibos.
Like everybody else, I pay rent, I pay my bills.
Mi pregunta es,
my question is,
¿cuál es el siguiente paso para que yo tenga una licencia?
What is the next step for me to have a driver's license?
Si yo existo en este país hace 25 años.
If I've been in this country for 25 years.
Y no he matado, no he robado, no le he hecho un daño a nadie.
I haven't killed, I haven't robbed, I haven't harmed anybody.
Gracias a todos ustedes. Les ruego, hagan algo por nosotros.
Thank you all of you, and I beg you, please do something for us.
Y yo voy a apreciar eso, porque no soy solo yo. Muchos de nosotros con diferentes historias.
It's not just me. It's a lot of us here with different stories.
Que no podamos decirle a la gente, me duele, me pasa, y no manejo porque sea un lujo. Es una necesidad. Con tres hijos, me tocó manejar un carro sin licencia. Y no me arrepiento, lo voy a volver a hacer porque es una necesidad existente. Hasta el día en que nos den un reconocimiento como es una sagrada licencia. Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Natasha, for sharing your very moving, your very heartbreaking story with us. She asked some very valid questions that we should all be asking ourselves. I wanted to thank Assemblymember Kim and Assemblymember Ortiz for joining us, and I just wanted to Assemblymember Rivera as well. Thank you. And I just wanted to reiterate the support both from the constituency and also from the legislature, the upstate and downstate support. This is something that impacts every single community that we talk to. Up next, I would like to introduce Assemblymember Ramos from Long Island.
Thank you. Thank you. I stand united in solidarity with the immigrant community and my colleagues here to fight for driver's license for all in New York. As we know, the issue of driver's license is being used as a backdoor immigration enforcement method. When you think about the obstacles that they put for persons to get a license who perhaps are undocumented, the weight that they put on a Social Security card is unbelievable and defies logic. I mean, what we hear is, well, no, you know, motor vehicle is not in charge of enforcing immigration laws. All we want to know is that the person who has a license is that person. And we want a Social Security number and card as identification. And think about it. Think about what a bad form of identification a Social Security card is. Doesn't have a photo, doesn't have a date of birth, could be made by anybody on a computer. You know, we all know that this is just a pretense of a backdoor immigration enforcement. That's all it is. It's a poison pill that they throw into the system to prevent people. And we heard this heartbreaking story here. We know the moral authority of this issue. We know what a license means to families, to individuals who come here with a dream of just taking care of their family and being part of society. We know all that. But many who are opposed to us on this issue really don't care about that issue. And if we are going to be successful, we have to be pragmatic about what a driver's license means, not only to the immigrant, but what it means to American society. The revenues that it's going to bring in, the amount of infrastructure that benefits all Americans in New York State that this will bring, because as a result of those revenues and the fees that people pay, the amount of economic development of people buying insurance, the amount of safety for Americans and immigrants, the amount of safety knowing that the people who are driving now that thousands of people who previously had no tests to see if they can drive now will show that they are now qualified to drive. This protects American citizens. This protects American society. We have to talk about the benefits to all of driver's license. You know, you don't need a green card to spend a dollar. The corporate world should realize that having a license, having mobility means you can get to the mall, that you can spend money, that you can stimulate our economy, that you can create jobs. We ask the corporate world to speak out. We have to reach across to those who perhaps on other issues are not with us, but are with those who oppose. One is the corporate world, who are so protected by those forces that are against us on this issue. That corporate world benefits from the mobility of the immigrant community. We ask them to speak out loudly. Every town in New York State has a chamber of commerce, normally a very conservative lobby. They cannot function, their kitchens can't function, their businesses can't function without immigrant labor, without immigrants being able to get to their job. We ask chambers of commerce statewide to speak out loudly in favor of this. Speak to those that they support. Move the needle on this issue. This benefits you, your businesses, and your community. The farm lobby, very conservative lobby statewide. The farm industry cannot function without immigrant labor, without immigrants driving their machinery. We ask the farm lobby to speak out loudly for our immigrants. And we, together, this coalition of elected officials here, the advocates, the people who have taken time to come up here, we statewide will stand together and speak out loudly until we have licenses for all. May God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your words, Assemblymember. And to continue along that vein, I'm going to introduce Areli Tomas. She's from the Workers' Center of Central New York. Fabiola Ortiz from the New York Immigration Coalition is going to translate for her again, but she's going to talk about public safety and deportation. I think that she'll mention a little bit more about this, but just a couple of weeks ago, we were at Batavia, the detention center close to Buffalo, trying to support her because, and she'll go more into it, but we have to stop this pipeline to deportation. There is no reason that not having a driver's license should set off this process. Thank you.
Buenos días a todos. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Mi nombre es Areli.
My name is Areli.
¿Quién soy yo? Soy una madre que lucha para permanecer con su familia.
I know that I am a mother that is fighting to be together with her family.
En el 2013 íbamos con mi esposo a visitar a un familiar que estaba enfermo.
In 2013 we were with my husband and we were going to visit a sick family member.
La policía estatal nos detuvo.
State police stopped us.
Por no tener una licencia llamaron a migración.
Because we did not have a driver's license, they called immigration.
Y inmigración me detuvo.
And immigration stopped me. They detained me.
Yo iba con mi hijo que tenía 3 años.
I was with my son who was 3 years old.
Él vio cuando a mí me detuvieron.
He saw when they detained me.
Por mucho tiempo él tuvo miedo a la policía.
For a long time he was afraid of the police.
Y ahora estoy en proceso de deportación.
And now I am in deportation proceedings.
Lucho para estar aquí, que mi hija que tiene 11 años está enferma del hígado.
I fight to stay here because my daughter, who's 11,
enferma del hígado.
She's 11 years old. Mm-hmm. She's sick from her liver.
Y en mi país no hay posibilidades para curarla o para que vaya a una buena escuela.
In my country, there are no possibilities to cure her or for her to go to a good school.
y es muy importante la licencia.
And the driver's license is very important.
Para poder llevar a nuestros hijos al doctor, a la escuela.
So we can bring our kids to the doctor, to school.
A ir a la iglesia.
Go to church.
Que no, que tengo que llamar a veces taxi para que me lleven al doctor.
Sometimes I have to call taxis for them to take me to the doctor.
Al dentista.
To the dentist.
O a los, al tratamiento que mi hija va con el especialista.
Or to the, my daughter's treatment with the specialist.
Entonces, yo les pido a todos ustedes que pueden.
So I ask all of you who can.
Que nos apoyen para tener una licencia.
To support us to have a driver's license.
Y poder salir sin miedo.
And we can go out without fear.
A que la policía nos detenga y llame inmigración.
Without fear that police is going to stop us and call immigration.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Más fuerte.
Good morning.
There you go.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lisanya Navarro, and I support the green light because my mom want me. My mom can bring us to the school and doctor, and oh, and my. And my treatment for me, for my liver.
Buenos días, me llamo Lisania y yo apoyo las green light porque mi mamá no puede llevarme a la escuela, al doctor y a mis tratamientos para el hígado.
And for my little brother that to go to his. To his school and to bring him to the or to the doctor and her his dentist.
Y para mi hermanito que vaya a la escuela y al doctor, al dentista.
And for all the people who doesn't have the license, it's scared for they are scared because the police will stop them and call the immigration.
Y por toda la gente que no tiene la licencia, que tienen miedo, que la policía los pare y que le hable migración.
Yeah, I'm scared because my dad doesn't have license and he goes to work.
Tengo miedo porque mi papá no tiene licencia de manejo y así tiene que ir al trabajo.
Because the immigration will take him away from me and from my family.
Porque inmigración lo va a arrebatar de mí, de mi familia.
Yeah, I'm scared that they will send him back to Guatemala.
Y me da miedo que lo manden otra vez a Guatemala.
I love him and I don't want him to go away from me and my family.
Yo no quiero que él se vaya lejos de mí y mi familia.
And that's why I support green light New York.
Y por eso apoyo la luz verde Nueva York.
Because I want everybody to have license to bring their kids and their family to the school and the doctor appointments.
Porque quiero que todos tengan puedan llevar a su familia a las escuelas y a los doctores.
Gracias.
Thank you. Gracias. Gracias.
As you can see, this is a really personal issue for many different kinds of reasons. We have to get this done in the New York State Assembly this year. Next up, I'd like to introduce Assemblywoman Crystal People Stokes, who is a supporter from the city of Buffalo.
Thank you. Let me just say, as a descendant of the people who made it through the Middle Passage, who has suffered enormous trauma in this country for years, to see that this country is still in a position where it wants to harm people by their rules and regulations is sickening. And so for me, I say, green light, go. Yeah. Green light means go. It it heartens, it's very disheartening to listen to the spokespeople that you had here today. Literally, just trying to do what's right. Go to church, go to school, go to work. And people are denying them that access for what reason? There is no good reason. Now, I did hear what my colleague Remo said about this is another way for them to just target people, but that's not a good reason. That is simply not a good reason. I am recalled of how my grandson, when he became of age to be able to go get a license, it was the first thing on his mind when he got up that morning to go get a license. And just like he's able to do that, everybody else in this country should be able to do that as well. And so I will support you until we win this fight. And I believe it can be this year. I know, as wild and crazy as America is, it at times has greatness. And some of those people are standing right behind me. Great yes. people who are going to make great things happen.
That's right.
On this issue and many others, I applaud your advocacy. I hope that you will not stop talking about it, getting more people engaged in it. And I will continue to follow the lead of my colleague, Assemblymember Crespo, on this issue to make sure that at the end of the day, green light really does mean go. Everybody gets a driver's license. That's right.
For those fiery words, Assemblywoman. Up next, I would like to introduce Assemblymember Cahill. He is a supporter of the legislation from Kingston, New York.
Hello, everybody, and hola, Radio Kingston.
There you go.
The rest of my Spanish is pretty limited, so I've asked a friend of mine to translate for me. You know, in New York City, the way you get around is with your Metro card.
En la ciudad de Nueva York, para movilizarse hay la Metro card.
We don't have a Metro card in Kingston, New York.
No, en Kingston don't. No tenemos Metro card.
We don't have a good public transportation system. If you want to get around in the Hudson Valley,
no hay un buen sistema de transportación, y si te quieres movilizar en el área de Hudson,
you need to do it by car.
Hay que hacerlo por un vehículo.
And you can drive a car without a license.
Y puedes manejar un vehículo sin licencia.
But it's against the law.
Pero es contra la ley.
And it's a bad idea.
Y es una mala idea.
What is a good idea is to let everyone who is a responsible person have a driver's license.
Lo que es una buena idea es darle una licencia a toda persona responsable.
And we should make it so that in New York State, everybody who wants to drive, everybody who needs to drive, has the access to a driver's license.
Y debemos hacer que en el estado de Nueva York todo aquel que necesita trabajar y tiene la responsabilidad de hacerlo tenga acceso a una licencia de conducir.
Without regard to race, of course.
Sin considerar su raza.
Without regard to sex, of course.
Sin considerar su sexo.
Without regard to national origin, of course.
Sin considerar su nacionalidad.
And without regard to immigration status, of course.
Y sin consideración de su estatus migratorio.
You need a license in Kingston, New York to drive your car to work.
En Kingston necesitas una licencia para ir al trabajo.
You need your driver's license in Kingston, New York to drive to soccer practice.
Para ir también el vehículo se necesita para ir a las prácticas de soccer.
You need to have your driver's license to drive to daycare.
Para ir al daycare de sus niños.
And someday soon, you may need your driver's license to drive to and from your own family farm.
Y algún día también tener la licencia para ir a su propia granja.
You may need your driver's license to pick up your newspaper.
Para recoger su periódico.
And when you're in the car, when you're driving with your driver's license, you may want to listen to your radio station.
Y cuando estén en su vehículo con su licencia de conducir, escuchar su estación de radio.
We have all those things in Kingston, New York.
Tenemos
we have a Spanish-speaking radio station.
Una estación latina.
We have a Spanish-language newspaper.
Un periódico latino.
We have a daycare center for new immigrants.
Un daycare para familias inmigrantes.
We have a program that will put new immigrants in their own farms, not just to work for somebody else.
Un programa que ayuda a los trabajadores agrícolas tener su propia granja.
The sun is rising for immigrants, new immigrants in the Hudson Valley.
El sol sale para todos los inmigrantes en la comunidad de Hudson.
And to finish the job, to complete the picture.
Y para completar la pintura y terminar el trabajo.
Every single person over the age of 16 should be eligible to obtain a driver's license.
Cada persona sobre la edad de 16 años debería tener acceso a una licencia de conducir.
Let me finish on a selfish note.
Voy a hablar un poquito egoístamente.
The first thing I did when I turned 16, as Crystal said, was run to the Department of Motor Vehicle and get my learner's permit and then my license.
Lo primero que hice cuando cumplí los 16 años de edad es correr a buscar mi licencia, mi permiso para aprender a conducir.
And I have been driving ever since then.
Y he estado manejando desde ese día.
Ever since President Lincoln was inaugurated.
Desde que el presidente Lincoln fue inaugurado.
And I want to let you know that the insurance rates that I have paid.
Y quiero que sepan que los réditos de seguro que he pagado
for all those years
por todos esos años
are 17% more than they would be in a state that allowed new immigrants to get a driver's license.
Me han costado el 17% más que me hubiera costado en una comunidad que sí le extiende licencias a todos los residentes.
So I am joining my colleagues not just for you, but also for me, because I want lower insurance.
So yo estoy aquí no solamente por ustedes, sino también por mí mismo, para yo pagar menos seguro de vehículo.
God bless you all, and have a great day. Dios lo bendiga.
Licencia! Ahora!
Yes! Thank you. Up next. Up next, I'd like to introduce Jorge Garcia from Make the Road New York, and Gabby will be translating for him. Thank you.
Muy buenos días.
Mi nombre
es Jorge García.
Good morning. My name is Jorge García.
Todas las mañanas manejo con mi esposa para trabajar. En viaje voy con miedo.
Every morning I go to work with my wife and I drive, but I'm very afraid.
A que por cualquier infracción de trabajo, de tráfico, de rutina, podría llevarme a separarme de mi familia para siempre.
Well, I'm driving, I'm always afraid that for any small infraction or for any reason the police stop me.
Es por eso que estoy hoy, me estoy uniendo a otros inmigrantes y defensores del estado de Nueva York para hacer el llamado a la asamblea estatal.
This is why I'm here today with the rest of the immigrants and coalitions and organizations, because I want this to stop now.
Para restaurar el acceso a la licencia de conducir a todos los neoyorquinos.
I want to restore the driver license for all New Yorkers.
Este proyecto cambiaría mi vida.
This project would change my life.
Y también la de mi familia.
And my whole family's life.
He vivido en los Estados Unidos durante los últimos 18 años.
I've been living here in the United States for the past 18 years.
Vivo en Long Island con mi esposa y mis dos hijos.
I live in Long Island with my wife and my two children.
Hay una falta de transporte público muy grande en Long Island.
There's a very big and lack of public transportation in Long Island.
Puede tomar horas en llegar a cualquier lugar en autobús o en tren.
It can take hours to get somewhere else in the island if I take the train, the bus.
Y tomar un taxi es demasiado caro.
And take a taxi is a lot of money, it's very expensive.
Debido a eso me veo obligado a conducir porque no puedo darme el lujo de llegar tarde a mi trabajo.
Because of that, I have no other option but to drive, because I need to get early to work.
Y necesito poder ir a la tienda, llevar a mis hijos a sus citas con el médico.
I need to go to the stores and take my children to the doctor's appointments.
Momentos en que mis hijos se enfermaron y tuve que recogerlos de inmediato.
There have been times that my children have been sick and I have to go to school to pick them up immediately.
Y me veo obligado a conducir para llevarlos a casa o al doctor.
And I have no other option but to drive to pick them up from school and take them home or to the doctor.
Una vez fui detenido en una parada de tráfico por la policía.
One time I was stopped by the police.
Me dieron una multa por conducir sin licencia y me citaron a corte.
So I was given a ticket for no license and also summoned to court.
Pero me dio miedo porque también en la corte está migración.
But I was very afraid to go to court because I've heard that immigration is at the courts.
Entonces contraté un abogado que me representara en corte.
So I hired a lawyer to represent me in court.
Y con los honorarios legales del abogado, terminé pagando $700.
And between the lawyer's fees and the ticket, I ended up paying more than $700.
Tener que conducir es una necesidad para nosotros que vivimos fuera de los cinco condados de Nueva York.
Driving is a necessity for all of us that live outside the five boroughs of New York City.
Quiero poder ir a las reuniones de la escuela de mis hijos.
I want to go to the meetings for my children at school.
Citas con médico o ir a trabajar.
To the doctor's appointment and to go to work.
Sin temor a correr riesgo de ser detenido y deportado.
With that fear of being stopped and be deported.
Tener una licencia de conducir me permitiría sentirme seguro.
Having a license will make me feel secure.
Que volveré a casa después del trabajo.
Knowing that I will go back home after work.
Y le brindaría seguridad a mi familia.
And it will also bring security to my family.
Y a la de miles de neoyorquinos.
And also security to the many thousands of New Yorkers, immigrant New Yorkers here.
Por eso queremos la licencia.
That's why we want the licenses.
¿Qué queremos?
¡Licencia!
What do we want?
Licenses.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Up next, I'm going to introduce Assemblywoman De La Rosa.
Thank you. So I have to ask the question. What is going on in New York State? We have no Dream Act. We have no sanctuary cities. We have no rights for farm workers. And now we're here debating driver's licenses? What is going on in New York State? Are we going to become the state that preaches that we're progressive and takes no actions? What is going on in New York State? ¿Qué está pasando en el estado de Nueva York? We've heard it here. It makes economic sense. It's the morally right thing to do. Politically, it makes sense. And so are we going to continue to fall behind while other states that are not as progressive take the actions that we should be celebrating here today? So my question is, when are we going to celebrate the rights of immigrants that have been contributing to our communities across the state? Today we are here because we understand that our families should not have to choose between feeding their families and going to work. They shouldn't have to choose between having a lifeline that is medical care, urgent care, and getting involved in or in an altercation with the police. The only way to do that is to grant them the right to drive, to grant them the rights that they've worked and contributed to this country for. I think that it's time for New York State to step up and to stop the rhetoric and make sure that legislation like the Green Light New York City legislation makes it to the floor of both chambers and is signed by our governor. And I have to say that with the intensity of the attacks coming out of Washington, that should be the intensity of our commitment to immigrant families across New York State. We will continue to stand with you, and we will continue to fight to make sure that the actions that are needed in New York State are taken ASAP.
Yes.
We have no more time to waste. We have no more lives to risk, and we will be here standing all day until these advocates and these families get the justice that they deserve in New York State. Think about what we're asking these advocates to do, and I was educated by an advocate who said, every single time we're asked to come to the New York State Legislature, we don't know how these undocumented neighbors, friends, and families get here. We expect them to be here to stand up for their rights. They have to get on a Greyhound bus. They have to find their way here. But they're here defending their right to live in plenitude in the state of New York. And so today I'm proud to stand with my colleague Marcos Crespo and all the colleagues that are here from across the state. You heard these voices. Let's do the right thing, New York. Vamos a hacer lo que es debido por las familias inmigrantes de este estado. ¿Qué está pasando en el estado de Nueva York? Cuando las familias inmigrantes ven la intensidad de los ataques que vienen desde Washington, el estado de Nueva York debe ser el primer estado que esté al pie de la lucha defendiendo a esas comunidades. Porque sabemos que económicamente, moralmente y políticamente, esta legislación tiene sentido. No podemos seguir arriesgando la vida de nuestros familiares por una licencia. Si en verdad creemos en un Nueva York que es progresista, tenemos que actuar. Gracias por estar aquí, por arriesgar sus vidas para enseñarle al gobierno de Nueva York que en nuestras comunidades no nos vamos a dar por vencida. Gracias.
Thank you, Assemblywoman De La Rosa. She's right. There's no reason for this legislation to not come to the floor in either house. So we fully expect to see movement on this soon, I would say, right?
Let's hope so.
Let's hope so. All right. Next, I would like to introduce Assemblymember Pichardo.
Thank you. I want to do something here.
Yo soy morenito y gordo.
Yes.
I could have been her son.
No.
La razón que su hijo no está con nosotros es simplemente porque ella no tenía licencia. Su gobierno lo falló a él. Y por eso lo siento.
I'm sorry. Yo me imagino. This is what we're asking for. It's simple, it's justice, it's easy. Pass a bill, sign a bill into law. Make it that folks who are doing the right thing are able to provide for their families. Just simply think about that concept. I was originally here, I want to talk about something that's been in the normal parlance in politics and we've been hearing from the political sphere. It's this term called snowflakes, right? What a snowflake is being defined in conservative parlance are liberals who are crying over their defeat in the last presidential election. Here's what I think what a snowflake is. A snowflake is an individual who hides their identity on Facebook or on Twitter and picks on immigrant families and say they don't belong here. A snowflake is a person who's right now sitting in the Resolute desk with a terrible, terrible toupee and is afraid to come out to face communities that have done the right thing, unlike that man. Talking about making sure folks have justice, the ability to make a living and contribute to society. How more American can that be? And what's stopping us right now is a politics of fear, a politics of ignorant, a politics of hate that exists in our state. And we talk about, I wanna mention this really quickly. So Speaker Paul Ryan, who is now on his way out because he sees the deluge that's gonna hit him, spoke about makers and takers. There are folks who make money for this country, and there are people who take resources for this country. Paul Ryan passed the most extravagant taker's bill in this nation's history and transferred close to $1.5 trillion of this nation's treasure and wealth to basically the 1% of this nation. He called it a tax cut for the middle class. If they have the gall or the lack of moral fortitude to do that, we in the state of New York, who will call ourselves progressive, who say that this is gonna save money, it's gonna make our roads safer, and it's going to give folks that are standing behind me the ability to take care of their families. So we don't have tragedies like this, where a mother who's doing the right thing is going to bury her son. Why? Why are we still debating this? Why are we still trying to convince people that this is the right thing? It's nonsense. It's ridiculous. These families deserve fairness. These families deserve to be part of our society. If this is the last thing that I do as a member of this legislature, it's two things: pass the DREAM Act and create a pathway so folks like this mother are able to get a license. Thank you.
Bueno, ha sido una serie de oradores. Ha sido...
La verdad que una conferencia increíble porque se mostró el apoyo de todo el estado de Nueva York, de punta a punta, desde Rochester hasta Long Island, gente de Brooklyn, gente de todo el estado de Nueva York ha venido aquí a dar su testimonio. Vimos un montón de asambleístas que están a favor de este proyecto de ley, que están patrocinándolo. Obviamente, lo que nos decía la semana pasada Emma Creche, nuestra compañera de la campaña Luz Verde, que si este proyecto de ley se llevara a votación hoy, sí podría ser pasado, sí sería aprobado. La cosa que tienen que hacer es poner este proyecto de ley a votación en la Asamblea. Ese va a ser el siguiente paso, encontrar la fecha que lo van a poner a votar.
Bueno, es primero que nada, bueno, el orgullo aquí de la gente que está aquí participando es no se puede medir en palabras. Es muchos, como pudimos escuchar, habló una madre que por razones de no tener licencia, pues perdió a su hijo indiscriminadamente. Entonces, pues es un sentir de camaradería entre la gente del pueblo que se ha venido a congregar aquí con sus representantes, como decíamos, de diferentes partes del estado de Nueva York. Bien decía Mariel, desde Rochester o Buffalo hasta Long Island, porque por todos estos lugares hay personas que son indocumentadas, hay personas que no tienen su licencia de manejar. Y esto, vuelvo y repito, no está necesariamente afectando a los hispanos, sino que también a aquellas personas de diferentes colores, de diferentes razas, de diferentes religiones que están siendo afectadas. Pero lo que se lleva aquí uno de esta visita también es el saber que en los discursos de los políticos se escucha decir que esto tiene sentido, no solamente moralmente, no solamente políticamente, pero económicamente también. ¿Por qué? Porque si se le dieran el acceso a las personas indocumentadas a tener su licencia, aumentaría la compra de carros, aumentaría la aseguranza, la compra de aseguranza para los carros, lo cual significa que si hay más carros asegurados, las cuotas para aquellos que tenemos carros asegurados, pues bajaría. ¿Por qué? Porque entre más carros asegurados hay, más bajo es el precio que se va a pagar. Estamos increíblemente agradecidos con la comunidad aquí que nos ha recibido, a Radio Kingston y otros medios aquí del estado que han venido a cubrir el evento de introducir finalmente al pie de la asamblea una medida que va a traer cambios en las familias latinas, cambios en el estado de Nueva York, y que se espera, como mencionaban algunos de los políticos, de los asambleístas y senadores, de que el cambio va a venir posiblemente este año. O sea, la idea es de que se pase este año por la Asamblea y por el Senado, y que lo firme el gobernador, para que finalmente familias hispanas y de otras razas que no tienen su documentación apropiada de migración puedan respirar tranquilos. Pero bueno, aquí tenemos algunas personas que quieren hacernos un comentario. La entrevista que acaban de escuchar fue realizada en Radio Kingston. Este es Antonio Flores Lobos.
Y soy Mariel Fiori. Nos pueden escuchar de lunes a viernes de 10 de la mañana al mediodía en 1490 AM WKNY Radio Kingston y en internet radiokingston.org.
Ulster Savings Bank es un banco comunitario local con ubicaciones en el Hudson Valley. El banco ofrece gratuitamente educación en el internet sobre presupuestos, cómo entender el sistema de puntuación de crédito, protección de identidad, cómo obtener una hipoteca y más. Aprenda sobre todos estos temas y muchos otros en el ulstersavings.com. El Ulster Savings Bank es miembro de la FDIC. ¿Sabía que el pago de una hipoteca tal vez no sea mucho más que lo que paga por su renta actualmente?
Si quiere proveer un buen hogar para su familia, Rapco puede hacer que su sueño de ser propietario esté más cerca de lo que se imagina.
Los consultores de vivienda de Rapco le darán orientación y conocimientos para responder las preguntas difíciles a cada paso.
Visite hoy la página web para comenzar su camino a tener su propio hogar. rapco.org/empezar. Una velada sabrosa con mucho mambo, jazz latino y entretenimiento al ritmo de Tito Puente Jr. Latin Jazz.
Esto es el sábado 12 de mayo a las 8 de la noche en Safe Harbor Lobby y Green Room en el Ritz. Ya sabe, 107 Broadway en Newburgh, New York.
Evento a beneficio de la Academia Presentación Nora Cronin. Boletos en 1800-836-3006.